I'll tell you my text when I've finished, okay? But some of you might guess what the text is anyway. Right. Now, what I'm going to try and do this morning in these few minutes is this. I'm going to address you as believers, and I'm going to try and encourage you, and I'm going to try and excite you. A bit dangerous at certain people's age, isn't it, to get excited, but I'm going to try and excite you. I'm excited anyway about this text, okay? And I'm going to use a word, unfortunately, that some of you might not approve of. So that'll keep you on the edge of your seats for the 10 minutes, won't it? Right. Paul is in Corinth, okay? And he's all on his own. He's waiting there for Timothy, Silas and Timothy to come. Two Jews turn up, Priscilla and Aquila. And they're the same trade as Paul. They're leather workers. And so Paul lodges with them, stays with them, and works with them. But on the Sabbath, being a Jew, a converted Jew, of course, but on the Sabbath, he goes to the synagogue. And he goes there to preach. And he has the opportunity to preach. And we read that he preached in the synagogue, proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming Christ there, seeking to persuade, it says, Jews and Greeks. Now, by the Greeks, that means the proselytes that were there in the synagogue. So everything is hunky-dory. Silas and Timothy turn up. Paul can give up his work with the leather, and he devotes himself, it says, absolutely, fully, to the preaching of the gospel. So everything's going wonderfully. Here he is preaching the gospel in the synagogue, reasoning with the Jews and the Greeks, trying to persuade them to turn to Christ. And all of a sudden, the doors of the synagogue are slammed in his face. Now, whether literally or figuratively, I don't know, but the doors are slammed in his face, and he's not allowed to speak anymore. Now, I've had that experience, and I guess that there are some preachers here and others who've tried to witness who've had just the same experience. You're going along, you're preaching, you've been preaching for weeks, months, years sometimes, with acceptance, and out of a clear blue sky, suddenly, for some reason or another, sometimes stated, sometimes not, you're stopped. So what does Paul do? What happens? There's a house next door to the synagogue. And there's a man living in there called Titius Justus. He's a Greek. But he's obviously a proselyte because he must have been in the synagogue and he's heard Paul preaching. And so what he says is, come into my house, Paul. They won't let you go in next door, so come into my house and do some preaching here. So Paul goes into the house next door and he preaches there. And he has tremendous success because not only does he preach, but he sees converts. And one of the converts he sees, it says, is a man called Crispus, who is the manager, the boss, the head man in the synagogue. The head man in the synagogue, the Jew, is converted in the house next door. Now, what I'm saying to you is this. This is what excites me. This is what encourages me, and I'm trying to pass it on to you. You see, one door closes, smack. So what did he do? Oh, end of the world. What are we going to do now? No. In God, and I can only attribute it to God, although it doesn't say so, I can only attribute it to God, the door next door opens. And he goes in there and preaches, and it says that this Crispus and all his family and all his household are converted, come to faith, believe, and are baptized. Now I find that very, very encouraging. Remember Alexander Graham Bell, the man who invented the telephone? He said, as one door closes, another opens. Don't stop looking at the closed door. Go through the open door. Now, I believe this is what happens for believers. I believe this is what happens for us, brothers and sisters. God closes one door, but in his sovereignty, he's actually opening another one. Encouragement. But I find it exciting. Now, I'll tell you why. Don't you see the funny side of this? The synagogue shuts up against Paul. It's the house next door. And the chapman, the top man in the synagogue, is converted. Now, I see God there. Now, this is the word you won't like, but I'm going to use it. I'm going to say this to you. God has a sense of humor. Yeah. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Yeah. The Lord shall have them in derision. Yeah. It's a wonderful example. Yeah. But you see, it's not just an example. Encouragement. Friends in Christ, brothers and sisters, let's go on serving Christ. If one door closes, let's look for the next one. Let's look for the next one. It looks a disaster, but God is working his purpose out. And let us be excited. The God we serve, I say it again, has a sense of humor. The Lord shall have them. We're on the winning side, brothers and sisters. As darkness comes down, the doors shut, the shutters come across, never fear, God is opening his ways. You get it in Acts 16. You remember Paul? He tried to go here. The Spirit said, no. He tried to go there. And the Spirit said, no. So he gathered. Well, we've got to go into Europe. Praise God. The gospel broke out into Europe. Now, encouragement does have a nice tone to it. But there's some iron in it. Because it really means backbone. I want to take courage from this. I've told you the story before, but I remind you of it. Remember Spurgeon, he was walking along one day and he saw a glue factory. He saw a notice on the gate. It said, bones wanted. He said, yes, mostly backbones too. Backbones, that's what we want here. So, my friend, when your little circumstances turn dark, say, what has God got in mind here? Because as sure as eggs is eggs, he does have something in mind. Now then, I've got a little hymn in my mind. I'm going to start it off, and I guarantee that you will pick it up immediately. God
moves in
a No. God holds the key of all unknown, and I am glad. If other hands should hold the key, or if he trusted it to me, I might be sad. But he holds it, and he that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. Praise God. He's our God. See, I pity the unbeliever. He has no idea of what he's missing. Does he? Oh, this God is a wonderful God. That door closes, this door opens, and the Jew is converted, and his family. It's a tremendous thought, isn't it?
It is.
But take it home with you, brother and sister, and let a smile come on your face about it, because it is a lovely thing to think about. May God bless us.
What was the text again?
Oh, yes, I haven't told you the text. Oh, it was shocking. Preacher, not giving you a text. It's Acts 18 and verses 1 to 8. 1 to 8. 18. You can't forget it. Acts 18, 1 to 8. Okay. May God bless that to us all then. Amen.